Okay, Simon Shin Ayin Beis Sif Dalit. Moving along, these complex halachas. You have to hold that a little bit more until we just get through this. Then we'll get to many things which are much more in Yanei Diyom, more practical. Okay, but right now, page it's on the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, page Reish Mem, which comes after page 478. Simin Shin Ayin Beis Sif Dalit. Top of the page, Ein Shtei Chatzeros Yecholos La'arev Yachad. Two courtyards are not allowed to join together. El Inkin Yehi Pesach B'neim Oichalon Sheyesh Boi Arbo Al Arbo Tfachim. Okay, we are discussing the law of two courtyards. Okay, we're continuing this idea. We have two courtyards, and they want to be able to carry from one to the other. Now, we learn many times that if you want to carry from your home to the courtyard, you must make among yourselves a Eruvei Chatzeros. So here we do have that. Each courtyard among themselves, we have two courtyards that are back-to-back, that are connected. Each courtyard has made among themselves an Eruvei Chatzeros. In each courtyard, the residents are allowed to take from their home to the courtyard. The question is, can they take from their courtyard A and bring to courtyard B? Absolutely not, because they have not joined together in a Shitufei Mevos. They decide they want to join together in a Shitufei Mevos. Here's the problem. The problem is there is a solid wall between the two courtyards. So you'll ask me, if there's a solid wall, there's no way to get from courtyard A to courtyard B. It's impossible to carry. So the answer is no. The wall is a short wall. It's only 10 tefachim high. How tall does the wall have to be to be called a halachic wall? 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is a little bit almost the size of a chair. In the middle of the top of this is not. So they want to be able to pass things over the wall from courtyard A to courtyard B on Shabbos. So can they do so? Or maybe someone wants to jump over the wall. Right? There's no opening, so I'll jump over the wall. Can they carry on Shabbos from courtyard A to courtyard B? So the answer is, of course not. They have not made among themselves their Eruvei Chatzeros. What is the solution? So make an Eruvei Chatzeros. What's the big deal? You can't. It's not going to work. The only time it will work when you make an Eruvei Chatzeros is if there is a halachic opening between courtyard A and courtyard B. If the wall is 10 tefachim from solid from ground, even though for us it's a joke, 10 tefachim, you can just jump over it. Okay, these people who run marathons, at least in the Olympics, all these, I don't know what they're called. These sprint runners, they jump over these things. Those lechitzos are a lot higher than 10 tefachim.
The hurdle?
They have no problem. They go, it's a lot higher than 10 tefachim. They seem to have no problem. So you can't, because there is no, in halacha, it's not called a halacha opening when the wall is solid. So the solution is to make an opening. The opening has to be at least 4 tefachim wide. You do not need a complete opening. It's enough to even have a window. A window has to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide. Let's say we have a solid wall that goes all the way up, right? A real big wall, like a kosa, solid as can be. But there's a little window. There's a teeny little window which the children want to pass things back and forth through that window on Shabbos. From one courtyard to the courtyard. Can the two courtyards make an Eruvei Chatzeros so they can pass things through that window on Shabbos? No, because the window has to at least be the size of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim to consider these two courtyards to be semi-joined, and that will permit them to be, now they'll be able to join together if they wish to make an Eruvei Chatzeros. They don't have to, but if they want, there at least is potential. Let's see some one more time quickly. There's an opening between them. We have a leniency. Let's say indeed we do have a wall that's very tall, and there is a window, and the window does have the dimensions of 4x4. You do not need the entire window to be within 10 tefachim from the ground. It is sufficient if even a small portion of this window that is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide, it meets within the boundary, within 4 tefachim from the ground, it is sufficient. Hanemuchim laretz. The oz, then, if you do have this condition, im ratzu ma'arvin, yachad, if you want, you can join together. Im ratzu ma'arvin, kolech v'yatzim, if they want, they can join together. One joint eruv. If they want, they can have separate eruvin. Okay. Da'ayim chamon, simin shim pevav, sebez, yisraelim ha'adorim, yishraim shim kamos, ketziyav, okay, we'll leave for now. Let me just see if I've got anything from the Mishnah Berurah. I think I covered all of the Mishnah Berurah. Let me just give a quick look. Okay, let's go further. Hey, halacha, hey. Simenei. Chaloyin shebein shtei batim afilu hul. Now this is an important halacha. This when it comes to something interesting in the laws of yichud. Okay, try always to bring out some other. All the laws of all halachas all interrelated. Here we are now. So far we learned simen dalet is the law of a wall of two courtyards. The main characteristic of a wall between two courtyards is there's no ceiling. When there is no ceiling, the halach opening must be within 10 tefachim. But if you have a ceiling, now it's not just a ceiling, it has to be a bayis, a place where people live. Then, if two batim, and we have two homes, like a two-family house, a connected house, and you want to carry from your house into the neighbor's house, you want to go, so we learned that not everyone knows this halacha, you need neruv chatzeros. Now, by the way, this is a chiddush. Because the laws of Rebbe Chatzeres in the Gemara only taught explicitly where you want to go from your home into a courtyard. How do we know to extend this requirement when you want to go from one home to another home? As long as you are enclosed and it's one bayis to another bayis, it does not say this anywhere in the Gemara a requirement to make a Rebbe Chatzeres in your two-family house to go from one floor to the other, or to go from one apartment next door to the other. It doesn't say that. That is a chiddush from the Rishonim, the Achronim, they extrapolate from the Gemara, that you're not allowed to go from one bayis to another bayis unless you make a Rebbe Chatzer. So that's a given here, and if one of the Makaris is, because here is explicit in this, the Mechaber that he holds of this restriction. Fine, you can't go from one home to another home. Let's say you want to make an Erev. Let's say the only opening between the two homes is a little teeny window. And you want to pass things through this little teeny window, but the little window is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. You can't. You're two separate reshuyos. You're not allowed to pass little messages, little things in between one bias and the other bias because the opening is too small. But if the opening is more than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, then you consider it to be joined. And if you want, you can make an erev chatzeros. Where must the window be? The window, in this instance, since you're in a bias with a roof, can even be high up. When it came to the two courtyards, when you wanted to join together, we had a requirement that the opening be within 10 tefachim. Low. The wall is 10 tefachim high, you want to have an opening, yeah, opening must be within 10 tefachim. But when it comes to a bayis, when you have a roof over your heads, and the wall goes all the way up to the ceiling, then there is no requirement that the opening of 4x4 be within 10 tefachim. The opening can be even high up. Anywhere along the wall there can be an opening. Why? Because when you're indoors, it's very common to have a stool, to have a bed, to have boxes, and there's no limitation when it comes to the height of a window. As long as somewhere in this room there is a window, that is sufficient. That's what it says here in the halacha. Let's see inside. Chaloin shebein shtei batim afilu hu lemala me'asara im ratzum arvin yachad hu adin laruba, a skylight. Let's say you want to go from one floor to the other floor, and the way you're going to connect the two is going to be through a skylight in between the two. It's fine. Shebein bayis lili the low floor, the upper floor is fine. Shafilu hu lemala me'asarim ratzum arvin yachad, you can join together. Ve'afilu ein sham sulam la'alaspo, even if there is no ladder, there's no ladder. How are you going to get? Now, you're planning on transferring things by throwing things up and down the skylight. But how do you plan on getting there? There is no ladder. It doesn't matter. You'll find a way. If you really need to get up there to the second floor, you'll find a way. So therefore, the opening is sufficient. But one thing, condition, it must be 4x4. It's not sufficient to have an opening that's 16 square amos. That is not sufficient. It must be physically 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. The masu serigal of nechalim. Let's say there is a screen. Serigal means a screen in front of the window. Batole mitaras chalon. That's not a window because you don't say since the majority of the screen are opening are holes. We'll combine all the holes and the majority is open. It's nonsense. As long as there is some type of blockage, and the blockage is less than 3 tefachim apart, automatically that's called and it's considered to be completely closed. Now, I want to show you something very interesting. If you have the Dirshu Mishrus, I'll show it, but if you don't have it, it's okay, I'll just read it. Let me just find it over here. And if you look in the Dirshu Mishnah Brurus on the right side, 27, and it's the second paragraph. Umitam ze, hiter b'shals tshuvas marsham, ish v'ish l'hisyached b'cheder, sh'apesach nol, ela sh'yesh chaloin b'goiva ha'cheder, sh'ev sh'liros derech sham alidei hamoda safso. Law of Yichud. We know that a man and woman are not allowed to be together in the same room, right? A man and woman different sometimes. Deraisa, if it's an ish, it's also in the Torah. If it's a pnuyah, it's also in the Rabbanah. You're not allowed to be in the same room. So let's say you're in a room. There's a room, and the room has a window. Okay, there's a window, and through the window, an open window. It's not enough to be. It's a closed window. L'chor would not be enough. An open window could be another reason you can see. Okay, but let's make it very simple. Okay, yeah, I don't know the laws of Yichud too well, but just very simple, you have a window, and the window opens this room to another room. But are you called, connected to the other room? Now, the other room, there are people. But in this room, you're isolated. And where you're sitting, you can't see through the window. Right? You're sitting down. You're in a room. And in the room, there is an open window. But you cannot see through the window. And the people outside in the adjacent room also, when they are sitting or standing, cannot see. The window is high up. Doesn't matter. That is what we learn from this halacha here in Hilchos Erevin, middle of Chelek Dalet, Shin Ayin Beis, that if you have, when you want to join together two batim, for the laws of Erev, as long as there is a window somewhere that connects the two together, even if the window is high, it's okay. It's not like a courtyard. In a courtyard, there's no ceiling. The window must be within 10 tefachim. But in a bayis, there's no limitation of height. Because, well, I'll read in a few moments, he really explains it more deeply, because in the bayis, as long as the window automatically, that means you have access, because in the bayis, it's the common to have stools. You take a chair, you step up on the chair. That halachically connects you, that window that's four tefachim, even if it's very high up in this room, halachically connects you to the adjacent room. And since in the adjacent room there are people, that means you are connected to those people, and there is no halachic prohibition of yichud in this situation. Now, don't get me wrong. Practically speaking, that might not be a good idea to be secluded with a woman in a room all alone for whatever reason. Okay, that's I'm not talking practically. Practically speaking, you have to use your seichel. You don't need trouble, but halachically, there are halachic parameters, guidelines. It's only, anytime you're dealing with situations which you need to know the bottom line. A person has a job, and there's dealing with in a nursing home with an elderly woman who's Rachman Otzlan is on a respirator. The laws of Yichud do not discriminate. It doesn't matter if the woman is in a nursing home on a respirator and the man is there with her. I mean, Atar, it's Aser. If she's an Eishes Ish, it's a halachic issue. Of course, we relate to Yichud more in the moral and scandals that we hear in the news. But halachically, this is what we learn from this halacha, that if there are two rooms that are separated by a wall, and you're in a room, we're not going with the heterium where the person has the key and the door is open, and so on. Forget about it, put it all aside. There are two rooms that are connected with the wall, and there is a window, and the window is high up. And from our perspective, it's nonsense. The whole purpose of Yichud is because you should be afraid to do an Avera. You're not afraid because who's going to see through this window that's all the way up there? You need a step stool to get there. No, that's what we learn here in this halacha, that al pi halacha, the bare bones, it's mutter. Again, practically speaking, we're not discussing. Now let's go back.
And a chasana.
Yeah.
The yichud room.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
It's not allowed to have a window.
It's not a real window because there the window is, that's how he says, a skira. If it's an open window, you're right, it's not yichud, but that's what it says.
The window on top is a transom.
If the window, is there glass on the window? No, that's not a window. We say window, we mean...
window on top.
Is there glass?
You can't see, I don't know, but...
No, if there's glass, that's called a wall. That's what it says over here in the Mechav, that it has to be open. When we talk about a window in Halach, in the Gemara, and in Shulchan Aruch, we mean it's completely open. You can put your hands through. Sound can go through. Your hand can go through. If it's a glass window, That's a different story.
Then it's okay.
Then, no. Then, no, that in our case, it's worse.
No, at the yichud.
Right. You want the yichud, so there, the glass. Right. There's another issue that if you can see, that's another heter that it's not called yichud. But in this case, if it's very high up, you're not going to see, that's not going to be a heter. If it's glass, that you're already getting involved in the heterim. I'm not going there. We're not talking about heterim, we're not talking about prakhla. We're talking about very strict what we take out of this halacha. You have two rooms that are adjacent to each other. There's a wall in between. And all the way high up, there is a window which is open. And a man and a woman are locked. They're locked in the room together. Is there, and let's say it's an Eishes Ish, which under normal circumstance would be an Isser D'Oraisa. Is there an Isser D'Oraisa in this situation? No! There is. But no one practically is going to see, because the window is so high up. On my side, it's high up on the other side, so no one's going to see. That's what we learn here. Just like these two rooms are called connected in order for the halacha that you're allowed to make in Eruvi Chatzeros, it's called connected. It's called connected. There's no technical violation of the laws of Yichud. And he explained that we should read the number 27, the beginning of 27, what's the reason? But you can't see. The window is so high. In order to go to the window, you need to get on a ladder. Okay, one of the Rishonim himself, the Erevin, Mishum Shederech Lamala Sabaya Safsolim Vikat Diro. So I'm not even sure what that word means. Different types of benches and tables and chairs. In an enclosure, it's very common. There are tables. People do the strangest things in an enclosure. Therefore, a window that's high up. No, you'll get there. You'll find a way to get. You always go. You see all the swim. They all in the high. How in the world they get the swim all the way up there? You'll get there. It's noyach l'shtamish. We consider as if the whole house is full of benches. Ain kares abayis nechshavas to mechitz ben shemdi. We don't consider the wall to be an impediment. We don't consider the height to be an impediment in bringing together these two rishuyos. Okay, that concludes halacha simin hey vav. Next simin bayis shabein shtei chatzeres supas. So this is the halacha. We are over here. Let me just describe it out, and then we're going to go very quickly inside. We are over here. A bayis in the center. Okay, the green is the bayis. On the left, on my left is a chatzer. On my right is another chatzer. All of the people in chatzer A on the left have joined together in Eruvi Chatzeros. All the people in the chatzer on the right have joined together in Eruvi Chatzeros. So everyone here can do what they want. Everyone here can do what they want. The guy in the middle is now he's attached. His bias where he was constructed. He has a door opens to this courtyard. A door that opens to this courtyard. So he's a nice guy. He gave a loaf of bread to this courtyard, and he gave a loaf of bread to this courtyard. So he's a member. Double membership. I'm a member of this shul, and I'm a member of this shul. I pay two membership fees. I go to two rabbanim from Mechiras Chametz, just in case. Two shuls. I know someone that goes to four rabbanim from Mechiras Chametz. He wants to mechaved all four rabbanim. So so the question is, so everyone in this courtyard can do whatever they want, everyone in this one can do whatever they want. Do we say, maybe we can suggest that being that he is the common denominator of the two courtyards, he joins them together. And the people from this courtyard can walk through his house and carry into this courtyard. People from this courtyard can walk through his house and carry because he joins them together. The answer is it depends. What does it depend on? Where is the Eruv for courtyard A and courtyard B being stored? If the Eruv, remember, we always put the Eruv in the shul, so that one didn't. So that was the minhag. But it doesn't have to be, it can be stored anywhere. If the Eruv is stored for this court is stored in his bias, he's the host for both Eruvim. He has two different sets of bread, different plates of bread for this one, that one. And he's the center? Yes. The fact that he is the host of where the Eruv, the food is, so you always are viewed where your food is located. My food, so they're all really residents of one bias. So everyone can then everyone can travel freely through his bias, can go back and forth. But if the food is not stored in his home, courtyard A has stored the food in their home, courtyard B has stored the food in their home, then off limits. He can go to both. But no one, other people in the courtyard are not allowed to cross in between the two courtyards. That's the
question. Is there a connection of people that he could be in the back of? his house or something?
That's, we'll come into later on. So that's a halacha where a person did not make an erev. Let's say it's Shabbos.
Okay, so why can't this guy be
he can.
He'll be able to go both ways.
No, because they didn't all join together. If he's Mavakla's house, still the people in Korted A only joined with themselves. People in Korted B only joined with themselves.
But he was a participant with both.
It's not enough. He's a participant with both, but they're not participants with each other. So if the air is actually stored in the house, then we can say they're all, because he physically joins them together. Mm-hmm. But if they have the air here, air there, then we can't do it. Let's see the Mechaber real quickly. This is the whole halacha, the gist of halacha with the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber only discussed the case that's problematic. The Mishnah Berurah adds in the solution. The solution is he's just be the host. If he's the host, you solve all the problems. Dice. The home is open to both them. The Araf im Shitehem, this middleman, is very generous. He gave a little bread to this courtyard, a little bread to this courtyard, so he's part of both. Aval hachatzeros lo erbu ze im ze. The courtyards have not joined together. Ein letaltal kelim sheshavsu bebotim echotzer lechotzer al yidei bayis ze shebineyem. They cannot parade through his home to go together. Period. Okay, fine. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds in, like we explained, that's only in a situation where the bread is not stored in his home. But if the bread is stored in his home, then he will indeed join the two together. Next halacha. New halacha. Hoya bein shtei chatzeros kosel gavoa asar tvachim. O shahoya karko shel achas mechatzeros gavoa mechaveroi chamisha tvachim the osu olav michitza chamisha lashimu lasar, like you see in the picture. Let's say the level of two courtyards on the left side, you see a picture, it's a very simple case, where the level of the courtyard on the left is higher than the courtyard on the right. So, and the difference of height is 5 tvachim. That's not considered to be a halachic wall. A depth of 5 tvachim is not enough, so you have to add another minor wall of 5 tvachim to bring the height, the depth, plus the height to a grand total of 10, like you see in the picture. In the picture, you see the one that's higher up, towards the upper part of the picture, it starts off higher, 5 tvachim, and the courtyard lower down is lower. There's a depth of 5 tvachim. That's not enough. It's only 5 tvachim. But you build a little wall of 5 tvachim for a grand total of 10 tvachim. So the common denominator between these two cases, the previous case and this case, is we now have two courtyards with a solid wall of 10 tvachim between the two. So like this really could be repetition we learned before. Ein yachaylim la'ariv yachad. I mean, that's really simple. This is really what we started with in the beginning. They were just told that there was an opening. They cannot join together. But this is the reason why we want to bring out the halacha now. The im haya hakosel, we're going to discuss in great detail now. It gets a little complicated. What about the top of the wall? What's the status with people in the courtyard, either end, taking an object from their courtyard and having it rest on the surface of the wall? We have two courtyards, and we have a wall that's 10 tefachim. In ancient times, the walls were very thick. Even today, everything is metal and plastic. Everything today is paper thin. But in the olden days, the walls were thick. And if it's thick, it can be 4 tefachim. It's like a little bit longer than the sefer. It's a thick. So you want to rest something on top of that wall. So I'm going to learn now that if the wall is 4 tefachim wide, the wall has the status of a gag, of a roof. And we learned in the beginning of Siman Shin Ayin Aleph that a utensil that is resting in a courtyard can be transferred to another courtyard or to a roof or to a karfeif or to a mavui without any erev whatsoever. As long as each one of these rishuyos has 4 walls, and even if each one of these rishuyos is owned by a different person or by a different group of people, there's no limitation. Chazal's limitation of requiring an eruv chatzeres only when you bring an object from your home, a bayis, a place where you eat and sleep, to a courtyard. But when you go to what we call category B, rishuyos, which includes courtyards, karfifios, roofs, and so on and so forth, there's no restriction of carrying from one rishus to another rishus. And you even, and that's what we're going to learn now, that you're allowed to take an object that's resting in the courtyard and have it rest on top of the wall. Okay, let's see. V'im hoya kaisel gavoya l'shnei masara, v'tzen tvachim tol, v'hoya b'roisha peros. And let's say in this situation, on top of the wall, before Shabbos began, someone left a platter of fruit on top of this wall, and you want to take the fruit off the top of the wall and take it into your courtyard, to your picnic table in the courtyard, and sit down and eat the fruit. No restrictions. They can take it off the top of the wall and take it to the courtyard, or from the courtyard on top of the wall. You could even transfer. You can go from the courtyard to the top of the wall to the other courtyard, or pass it over the courtyard. There's no restriction, because what you really have here is chotzer, gag, chotzer. And chotzer, gag, chotzer is mutter. You don't need an eruv. But what of course are you not allowed to do? Of course, you're not allowed to take from the bayis into the courtyard, because you didn't make an eruv in this case. That's a given. Like I told you, if it's four tefachim wide, the Mishnah Berura says it has a din of a gag. Oh, ain't a rochav arba. If it's not four tefachim wide, what is it? It's not here, it's not there. If it's not four tefachim wide, lechoyer, it's in the mekayim patur. It's nothing. It's not a rishta yochid. It's not a rishta rabin. It's not a karmelist. It's not a gag. It's not a chotzer. It's a mekayim patur. It's basically bottle. It's bottle to either of the two courtyards, which will be a problem in a few moments. But for right now, each one of these courtyards has not made an eruv. So it's nothing. It's no big deal. It's better than a gag. A gag is a reshus. So even though it's a reshus to itself, you can transfer from the top of the gag elsewhere. But the thin wall that's less than four tefachim wide is not a reshus. So there's no restriction of putting it on top of this wall. Oh, ain't a rochav arba. Aval. Now here we get a little complicated. Aval peros sheshav subayis. Let's now get to a little more detail. But what about the peros sheshav subayis that indeed have rested in the bayis? So im akoysel rochav arba also lahalois lo v'loy lohayrid mimenu. If the wall is four tefachim wide, you're not allowed to rest, take the peros out of the house. And we're going now, here we're dealing in a situation where you did make an eruv in the courtyard. Okay, we get a little more complex. You did make an eruv in each courtyard has made among themselves their own private eruv. So they're allowed to take the food from their home to the courtyard. This person wants to go a step further. He wants to take from his home to the courtyard, which is permitted because he made the eruv chatzeros, and he also wants to have put it at rest on top of the wall, which is 10 tefachim tall. That is aser. Why is that aser? Being that the wall is 4 tefachim wide, and it's called a reshus to itself, and being that this is also sheer, this reshus, something that's 4 tefachim wide, is chashuv. It's a reshus. Who is the owner of this reshus? To joint ownership. Being that this wall separates courtyard A from courtyard B, we both courtyards have a chelik in this rishos. Am I allowed to carry from my bayis to the courtyard across the street, the other courtyard? No, because I did not join with the courtyard next door. We did not make any revichat seros. So it's categorically forbidden for me to take something and jump over the wall and go next door. The same way I can't go into their rishos, I'm not even allowed to rest something on the wall which separates us from them, because that wall is jointly owned. So it's equivalent to a certain degree of going from my courtyard to their courtyard, because the top of the wall is also partially their courtyard, their rishos, being that it's a rishos. Let's see inside again. Let's say the wall is not four tefachim wide, mutter. Now here we get a little complicated, but let's say the wall is less than four tefachim, so it's not a reshus. So in this case, it's mutter. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah Mem Ches inside. It's a little complicated. V'im ein rochav the pachos me'arba mekayim b'tur. He doesn't say over here the details. Let's go to the next Mishnah Berurah. But there is one condition. You must be careful. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Mem Tes. Uvelvad shelo yachalifenu haynu lahalois min habotim ala koysel v'lachso lohorid lechotzer hasheni. Mishum dilma osi lafuke lehegyam min habotim lechotzer hasheni b'lo yanochas min tayim. And that is, so that's the hustle. So why is this case different? Because this case, being that the wall is not four tefachim wide, it's not choshev. If it's not choshev, even though it is jointly owned by both courtyards, we're lenient. It's fascinating chiddush. Okay, we have here two courtyards. The two courtyards, each one is off limits, they're mutually exclusive. Each one is not allowed to go from one to the other. In between there is a wall. If the wall is less than four tefachim wide on top, it's not a makom choshev. It's automatically batel. Each one can take advantage. If you're in courtyard A, you can take an item from your home and put it on top of the wall. If you're in courtyard B, you can put it on top of the wall. How could it be but this one reshus is being used now by two parties, by two courtyards? That's the chiddush of the halacha. Being that it is a makom that's not choshev, it can be bottled to two reshuyos. It's fascinating. In this instance only, this instance only because it's equal. When everything else is equal, we're going to let them share it. How could it be shared? But I'm not allowed to go from you to from me to you and you to. It, since the resting place is so insignificant, we're going to overlook the problem that it's shared. It's smoother for both. If it's choshev, if it's four tefachim wide, then we can overlook the fact that it's a shared reshus and you do not have an eruv. You're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to do. But there is one limitation that the Mechaber and the Rambam points out, and that is don't play games. In other words, don't say, since I can go from my house to the top of the wall, I'll take from my house and put it on the top of the wall and have it rest there. And then, after it's resting there for 10 seconds, I'll take it from the top of the wall into the other courtyard. To go directly from courtyard A to courtyard B is categorically forbidden. I can't throw it. I can't step over the wall. I can't hand it over the wall because I'm guarding my house to courtyard B. But I'll play a game. I'm allowed to put on top of the wall, and he's allowed to put on top of the wall. So just like if it was there before Shabbos began, each one can take it off the wall to themselves, or they can take it from their homes and put it on top of the wall. So we'll play a game. I'll put it on top of the wall, I'll have to rest there, and then someone else, or myself, I'll jump over and I'll take it down. No, that is like a novel bereshus hadar. You're taking advantage. You're taking advantage. You're abusing the system. If you're abusing the system, this is awesome. The over here in the Deir Shul, and the Sadi points out that that's not so. Not everyone holds that's called an abuse. Not everyone agrees that, you know, there are opinions that say, not like the Ramah, that you are allowed to do this. Because the only reason why you're not allowed to go from courtyard A to courtyard B is only in Issa Midrabana. There's nothing technically wrong. You're allowed to do so. Now, when you're going to a Mokoyim Pitur, you're doing something that's also technically legal. I'm going from one courtyard to another courtyard, to a Mokoyim Pitur, from Mokoyim Pitur. So for me to prohibit going from the courtyard A to the top of the wall, from then there to the next courtyard, that's like a gezerah legezerah. Since the halach and it was only a chumrah, and now you're doing nothing, now you're doing anything technically wrong, you're already going two levels deep. Two levels deep, Chazal did not want to go. That's some are lenient. However, the Ramah does not take that approach. He's machmir. This is an abuse of the halacha, and you're not allowed to transfer. Okay, let's look for no more wine. We'll just wrap it up. Let's wrap this halacha because we're in the middle of the theme. Okay, maybe it's a little more complex, so we'll leave this with basic gist of what we're going to learn and we'll stop. What happens if the wall is more convenient, even when the wall is less than four, whether it's four tefachim or less than four tefachim, the wall is more convenient for one of the two courtyards? It's on a higher level. It's high. There was the level of the ground for each courtyard are not equal. So for one courtyard, it's 10 tefachim, and the other courtyard, it's less 10 tefachim. The one that it's less than 10 tefachim, it's convenient to use. The one where it's 10 tefachim, it's not so convenient. Then we automatically give the surface of the wall to the courtyard for whom it's more convenient to use. And then it's 100% off limits for the other courtyard. Everything we've learned until now is where everything else equal. The two courtyards are exactly the same. There's a wall in between, or one is higher than the other. There's a wall that's five tefachim. So for each one, that case is also the wall that's five tefachim. But generally speaking, there's a wall in between two courtyards. the degree of ease to use the surface of the wall is equal. We apply these rules. If it's four tefachim off limits, it's less than four tefachim, then it's smooth for both them. They're both equal. But we're going to construct situations that for one courtyard it's easy to use, and one it's more difficult. We automatically allot the surface of the wall to the one that's easy, and we take it away from the one that's difficult, and all the halachas will change. And that we'll leave for tomorrow. Mirza Hashem. Stop here.